Thanks for your time. Willie Jackson's with us today. Welcome, Willie. Tenakwe. It feels as though there's a lot of pressure. The social media ban, as an example, which has been suggested by National, hasn't been supported by their coalition partners. I see that Labor are somewhat supportive, but little chance of getting this legislation passed anyway before the House rises. Willie J, is this some sort of political publicity stunt, or do you think there's an important issue at play here?
Well, it is an important issue, safety for safety for our kids. But I think with them, it's more a political stunt, because if they wanted to get it through, they could get it through, Dale. So, they got plenty of time. We've offered them opportunity if they want to have a first reading, but it's all a game for them. They just want to. They're playing games. They're just after quick votes, and it's always a stunt with them, mate. Everything there, you see that with all their nonsense in terms of, they've just got little games they're playing with tax, and they're so desperate that they've become hysterical, Dale. Just hysterical,
Well, it's interesting, Kaupapa, that we see on the table as far as what sort of legislation they're trying to get through in a hurry, Willie J. You know more about it than we do. As far as the use of urgency, there's been more of that than any government we can recall in recent living memory. So what threats exist here with the use of urgency at this time too, when we're getting so close to an election? What's ahead, and what is being urgently rammed through the House from your understanding?
They don't have to use urgency for this. They can just put it on, they got a choice. So, it's all a game at the moment, Dale. It's all a game, This is an issue that they've identified with families, with mothers, with parents, who have huge concern, as we all do, in terms of what our kids are watching. Whether this is the way to go is, there are question marks on that. There's a lot of evidence that says otherwise. So, we've worked this through. We know that, this is not the be-all and end-all in terms of things. We were prepared to have a look at it, because a lot of experts will tell you that a ban won't work, but we thought we'd give it an opportunity and work it through and give them a chance. And, of course, they've backed away from it, because it was all a game to them in the first place.
Tenakwe, as a former broadcasting minister, a bit of a change at the helm. I spoke briefly with Shane Todi, my stepping aside from Whakaata Māori. What are you making of the way this coalition government has treated Māori broadcast interests, and what might you say, having watched his tenure for the past 8 years, about Shane's contribution as he moves aside to Tuatea, Willie?
Yeah, Shane's made his mark. As I've already said, he's had to navigate his way through hard territory, Dale, because you've got a government that's not putting any money into Māori, kaupapa Māori things. Absolute crumbs given to Māori broadcasting, You consider what they've put up and what we put up over our years. I think we put up $100-150 million into Māori broadcasting. So it's really hard to navigate everything and to manage your workforce when you've got no puke coming in, no guarantee, nothing in terms of support from the government. And so I think, given what Shane's had to work with, he's done a good job. He's kept Māori TV, Whakaata Māori up there. I think that they're just going to go to digital. I'm not sure if that's the right idea. I'd keep them, keep the live TV going, but we'll see what happens in that area. But I think that they that Shane Todima has made his mark and now he's going on to other areas. He's a fellow who's been around a while, been a top broadcaster, executive. So, I only wish Shane the best.
Well, better starts now. The Labor Party have announced their policies, their campaign slogan, short and sweet. And how's that sitting with you? And obviously the race is on now. A very, very close election, as many have predicted. Nothing's changed in that regard, eh, Willie?
Yeah, very close, very close. It's we just don't want these guys, we can't trust them for another 3 years, as simple as that. And polls aside, you can see that there's nothing in it. Either side, we've got a real chance of putting these guys out, and our communities have to rise up. Better starts now is where we're at, and that's the logo. We've got our Māori campaign launch, Dale, this weekend, so in Wainui Aumata. So that's a big launch for us, and we'll bring our team together and look at some of the Māori policies and take it from there. We just can't afford these guys around for another 3 years, so better starts now. What better logo than that?
Well, we know that Māori interests have been sidelined big time by this coalition government. You're launching the Māori campaign in Wainui Aumata. Why have you chosen that community to do the launch, Willie Jack?
Well, we want to support particularly Kushla Tangere, who had her launch last weekend. So she launched her own campaign last weekend, and we want to continue with that support around Wainui Aumata. There's a lot of votes down here, and we'll be at Wainui Aumata Marae. So I think, and our mate Ken Laban's going to be speaking, Dale. He's going to have a kōrero with us. So we think it's an appropriate place to tautoko Kushla, support our local community and a very strong Māori community. And we just thought it was a great opportunity, particularly to get to her voters, their support, and the wider Māori base. So good opportunity.
Yeah, well, tēnā koe. And of course, Ken's sister, Winnie, long-time Labour Party member and former MP as well, so it makes some sense there to be in Wainui Aumata. There's been some overtures of wanting to see Waitangi Tribunal findings made binding. But is that a step too far? Would Labour commit to looking at that? There's some making recommendations that perhaps Labour could support making these tribunal recommendations binding. Any thoughts there, Willie J?
Yeah, well, you see, making tribunal recommendations binding would be when people look at it straight away, I used to think like, oh, geez, that'd be a great idea. We've had the tribunal has changed the course of New Zealand through their recommendations only, through Waitangi Tribunal recommendations. We've got treaty settlement process. We've got a whole different Aotearoa. We've got our real, everything, so much we've got in terms of society has been because of Waitangi Tribunal recommendations. The binding side of I think it could be dangerous, and not that their recommendations have been out, but now and then the tribunal could, they could say, well, the Hauraki goes back to you lot, Dale, and you can kick all the barcows out, Right? you could have the tribunal say, well, the North are, we know what economic loss is, right? So the economic loss on Ngaitahu was $15 billion. Tribunal could rule that be all paid back. And what then? That's the problem with it. Is you're going to go down that track and break the government and break the nation? That's the problem with the binding recommendations. And even former judges of the tribunal have recommended against binding recommendations. So what looks cool when the Maori Party waffling on about it, about how recommendations should be binding. Think it out in terms of what that actually means. You're saying that whatever they say has to be implemented, and then government has no say at all. It's ridiculous.
Dolly Parton's died, Willie.
Did Dolly Parton die?
Yes, mate.
Oh, goodness me. Oh, she is so wonderful. I did see her name come up. Oh, Dolly died, eh? Was she sick, was she?
Oh, I don't know. She's only 80. She doesn't seem old. I thought she'd sing till she was 100, but apparently lost.
Yeah.
What was your favourite song of Dolly Parton's, Willie Jackson?
Oh, You're in Kenny, eh?
Oh, that was something, eh? I watched it the other day.
That is what we are.
No, yeah. Get on you, mate. Let it rip, Willie Jackson. Hey, do you remember that clip when they were? It was a live clip, and you know he had the suit on, and she was looking glamorous.
Yeah.
She always does. But the harmonies that they threw out live that night were as good as I've ever heard in a duet. And Islands in the Stream was magic.
Boy, she could sing. She also did, I will, you know, that song, I think it was that Whitney did, eh? I Will Always Love You, eh? That was her song, eh?
Yeah, she did, I Will Always Love You. I think she wrote it.
I Will Always Love You. Oh, how sad. Very sad. I love Dolly Parton.
Look, you might... If you vote for Labor, you can get a Dolly Parton free Dolly Parton CD.
We've got a media drink tonight at Parliament, but I'm actually at home, mate. I've already got this flu, so I've got to recover because I came back to my place in Wellington here last night because I got a bloody blinking flu and I've got to have a day off, otherwise I won't get to the Māori campaign on Saturday.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I didn't realise that, but, you know, you could easily have cancelled our corridor today. But all the best. That flu has actually come right across the country, and there's so many people in NZ right now feeling dog. You know, full houses taking the hit. So, yeah, protect yourself at all times. Keep your gloves up and come out fighting.
Oh, mate, I was up, you know, I went to sleep early and I woke up early and watched the All Blacks and... Geez, they were bloody lucky to win, and yeah, what a wee way! And those Warriors going well, eh, Dale?
Oh, yes, your favourite team, your favourite team, Willie.
This could be the year.
Oh, it could be the year. Yes, it could be.
It could be the year. And our friend, the Mighty Warriors.
Tamati Martin's back this weekend.
Yeah. Oh boy, Tamati. My son Hiku texts me doing a TV show with him. On a hunting show that's going to be shown. My boy texts me because he's over there in South Africa with Bailey Mackie and Scotty Morrison.
I see them all swanning around.
They're a disgrace.
They are.
And Julian Wilcox, I was talking to him. Julian Wilcox is in Singapore with the Waka Ama. I was talking to him the other day, a day ago. Well, the other fellas are in South Africa, and you and I, we're stuck here, mate. We're stuck here.
That's all right. Yeah. Happy to be home, mate. Happy to be home. All the best. Get well, and big fight ahead. Thanks very much, Willie.
Okay, brother.
Enough, mate. Willie Jackson, I think he was genuinely saddened by the news that Dolly Parton has passed away at the age of 80.